You've put your blood, sweat, and tears into creating a storefront that lights you up, serves your clients well, and contributes significantly to the community you love. You are my hero, and I affectionately call you a rebel woman. Hey there, my name is Melissa Rose, a brick and mortar business owner with a handful of kiddos and a few passion projects that I head up like this one. I'm also your visibility coach and consultant for a service-based business like yours. I'm passionate about helping small business owners thrive in their community and become the only option in town for their industry. In this podcast, we're going to share the nitty-gritty of running a successful brick and mortar business by sharing stories, talking strategies, and learning practical tips to run a kick-ass business. Ready to be inspired, empowered, and equipped to create the small business of your dreams? Let's get real.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Brick and Mortar Visibility. Hello, hello, hello. How are you? Happy Monday, as I'm recording this on Monday in real time, because that's just how I like to do things. I like to keep it raw and real. And let me just say, today I'm coming in hot. Tax season, here we are. I think I am on top of everything. And then your tax accountant needs some information that you're like, I swear I should be able to find this pretty quickly. And it didn't happen that way. But 'tis the season, and we are coming in on March here, new month, and springing ahead and all the great things. I had a fantastic February, business and personally, and it was just really nice to celebrate and take a moment. I went to see my brother this past weekend, which was super fun. It's always nice to see family, and I'm not alone, because in the past week, kind of around this week and last week, a lot of families were getting together. It was just kind of funny to me. It must be that time of year, like after the holidays, where we all kind of go, okay, now I miss you again, and I need to see my family and just regroup and say hi. And it was really nice to do that. Before we dive into today's episode, I do want to say a few things. First of all, first and foremost, your PSA is to go grab your best performing social post over the last week and bring it over to your Google Business Profile. If you don't know what I mean by that, go grab my free Google Business Profile workshop. Completely free. And you can download it and watch it on demand and get the step-by-step details of what we talk about and how to optimize that Google Business Profile. Today's episode is going to dive into the products a little bit more, because that has come up with some clients of mine. So I'm going to address that in the podcast today. But if you don't know what I'm talking about and want to dive in, grab that free workshop. It's about 35 minutes long. And you can stop and start and speed me up and all the things, and I show you exactly what to do. If you are local to the St. Croix Valley or Twin Cities area, come on over to Hudson, Wisconsin. I am actually giving this workshop live, and it's a $20 ticket. And the person that invited me to speak made me charge. I was going to do it for free, y'all. But she said, no, Melissa, your knowledge is valuable, and we can ask you questions. And we are going to literally step-by-step go through it. You're going to be able to ask me questions. I'm going to help you in what would be best for your business. And it is here in Hudson at the Keller Williams building. So if you want to come on over, the link here is in the show notes where you can grab your tickets. That is March 7th. It's at 2 p.m., 2 to 4 in Hudson, Wisconsin. And then this is new, starting in March here. We are relaunching Healthy in the Valley. And for you, those of you that don't know, this is a very much passion project of mine. I see a need where people can find alternative health-related businesses easier. And this comes from personal experience with my family and giving our community an easier way to find you. And this is very much a passion project. In fact, I put a lot of time and energy and resources behind the scenes on this so that business owners are getting found and seen. And Healthy in the Valley, if you are a health and wellness professional in mind, body, and soul, please be part of it. It is a very easy way to get more visibility on your brand and to your website through SEO and social media. And I help with that. And it's a really low-cost way to get started working with me if that is something you're interested in. So again, that's also linked here below. And you can check out the Instagram as well and see what we're doing over there, and our Facebook group, Again, all that will be in the show notes here, so you can click and just see what that's about. But again, health and wellness business owners, if you're interested, please check that out. I would love to have you consider being part of that. All right, guys, today we are going to talk all about products. And the reason this came up is because I recently did a VIP workshop with a business owner who's been in business 26 years. And I've brought her up a couple times on the What podcast because she gave me such valuable insight as to what wasn't working for her and what she was seeing or what she was focusing on and missed some things just because she didn't know. So when you don't know, you don't know, right? And I wanted to highlight her because so many business owners don't take advantage of the Google Business Profile, which I get it. It's just like one more thing. And does it really help that much? Come on. Does it really do what it needs to do? And of course, I'm going to say yes. However, it does take consistent action if you want it to really work for you. And that's what happened here. She's been in business 26 years. And she had a great website. She actually said, Melissa, I actually don't think I want to hire you until my website is redone. And I said, that's not the problem, because I looked at her website and she's got excellent keywords. She's got great visuals. She's got words in there that our customers are looking for. However, it's not connected to her Google Business Profile well. And another side note, she's not updating her website monthly. And we talked about that. So that's a whole other topic. So it's very much like getting the toaster out. You put the bread in the toaster, but you didn't plug the toaster in. All right, you're not going to get toast. All right, no matter how long you wait, no matter how patient you are, no matter how many years in business you are, you're still not going to get toast. So we need to make it happen, and this is with your Google Business Profile. So today we're going to dive into products, because I see this as an untapped part of the Google Business Profile that people don't take advantage of. And the reason is because they say, I don't have products, I have services, because I work with studio owners and a lot of other service-based industries for brick and mortar visibility. And I have to say, no, you do. All of our services can be categorized as products. So that's the first hiccup that we see. All of us have products, all right? Now, we can create those products and we can segment them into buckets. And that was the other issue. So I saw that she wasn't optimizing the products feature on her website. So we talked about that. And then I said, I will help you. I'll just take care of this for you. Give me a list of products. Well, she came back and gave me probably a list of 12. And I went back to her and I said, nope, we only need 3, 5, 7. I like those even numbers or odd numbers because it just looks visually appealing. But whatever you feel, I just don't want 12. I don't want to have to like scroll through so many. Keep in mind, your Google Business Profile is very much a skimmable, quick grab. All right. If they want to know more, they're going to go and click on that website or go to your socials. Most of them are going to go right to that website based on what they see really quickly in that Google Business Profile. If they see that you offer ballet classes or that you offer tap classes or that you offer adult classes, boom, website, go. All right? So even though you might not be a studio owner, you might be a nursery. I'm saying that because they're seasonal. They're more seasonal. So you might have a spring, summer, fall, and winter section for your nursery. If you're a realtor, you might have your top things that people ask for. They want a listing appointment. They want a seller's appointment, whatever that is. Maybe you're a restaurant and you could bucket them into drinks, appetizers, and dinners and desserts. All right. So that's what I mean by buckets. You can have different things. So for my Google Business Profile, I have classes and then I have events. I have retail and that's it. All right. So for my classes, I bucket them into, I think I have 6 on there because, that's just what felt right to me. So a little bit more than 5, but whatever. I don't have 12. I don't have 12 different types of classes. But what's really nice about that, the buckets, okay, so I have my classes buckets, and within the class bucket, I have 6 tabs. I can click on those. Let's say it's toddler classes. And in that copy, I can then bullet point or write out what classes I have for those age groups. So that way they can see it really quickly. Oh yeah, they do have, let's say, 3-year-old ballet. All right? So people are finding that right away. Another aspect of your products that I want to talk about is it's another visual inside your business. All right. So yes, there are photos that we can update, and people can also update photos when they do a review of your business. But your products are there and you can see more of them at one time. All right. So for your products, you can do that. And they're clickable. All right. So when you just upload a photo to your Google Business profile, it's clickable in the fact that it can get bigger, but there's no information behind it by our customer reading it. With our products, there is. And that then helps with our keywords as well. So we're able to get more information in front of our people quickly without having them just see the picture and then go to the website and then hope to find it. So with our products, it's really nice because we have the picture, we click on it, it gives the copy, and then you can send them directly to a link that talks about what you're featuring right there in your products. And ideally, that's what I want you to think about with your products. Do you have a place that you can send them directly that talks about adult classes or kiddos classes or back to the nursery spring events? You know, if you're talking about that, taking them directly to a landing page, so it's so succinct. Then the other thing I want to touch on is branding those product photos. And the reason I want you to do this is because so much of business, so much of marketing is subliminal. You want to be known as the go-to place. You want to be everywhere. You want people to say, "I see you everywhere." And part of that is just a little bit, like a little part of that is being seen here in your products where you can put your logo on them. Like I simply just put my logo in the corner. So it's just another place. It's there. I might even put my website on the picture, but I want just another imprint of my logo in front of their face. All right. So I highly recommend picking your buckets of what you're going to feature. And then within those buckets, maybe 3, 5, 7 products within each bucket, but make sure every single one is branded. Does this take time? You're right. It does. It totally does. However, this is something that isn't done weekly. This is a one and done usually. And then you go and audit it every winter break or spring break or whatever, you know, have in your calendar where you just have just a touch of downtime. Because once you go back and review it, it's a matter of like, oh yeah, we don't offer that anymore. Let's take it off there. Or yeah, we do offer it, but we raise the price. And that's the other thing on the products. You can put prices on there if you wish. You don't have to, but you can. So for my classes, I don't put the prices there for my classes because it varies so much. And I just don't want people like analyzing that. I want them to see the experience and the energy of the space. However, for my birthday parties, I do because I get it. I'm a mama of 5 and really usually I'm down to the last minute and I just want to know, is this even an option in our budget and time? I just wanted to highlight this with our products because that becomes just another sticking point for the person to go, all right, I want to go and click on the website and purchase or get the address and drive up and walk in the door and learn more about what you have to offer or experience what you have to offer. All right. That is what I'm excited about. And I kind of geek out on it. I don't even kind of, I full on do. I love this. And it's so fun to see business owners light up when they see all the different things that are available to them just through that Google Business profile. When I worked with this client last week for that VIP, first of all, the time flew. We got so much done. We got the Google Business profile updated, optimized. And now she emailed me this morning and she said, Melissa, I'm taking what you told me about my website and I'm fixing the blog feature so that we can update that consistently. So that way our website is being updated consistently. And if you've heard me at any amount of time here, that is a big, big thing we need to make sure we're doing. And so many of us don't because we get that website done, we get it finished, we get it all pretty, and we don't touch it. And Google likes it when we update it. So that's all about blogs later on, different time, different place. Today, I wanted to really focus in on those products. So think about that. update them, get them in there, and then go and make sure you're blocking out time yearly just to go through and give yourself an audit on that Google business profile. If you are thinking, yeah, that's great, miss, but I don't even have time to get the regular work done. This is extra. I'm here to help. You can book a VIP day. We can get it done. Or you can just have me do it and hire me out to do that. That's another way to do it. My services are getting this Google business profile updated for you, optimized for you consistently, because there's things that we can do weekly to make sure it is going and rocking and working for you. And then I love helping you with your blog posts and getting your website updated consistently, focusing in on those keywords and auditing that website so that we are getting the right words there. We're also mapping it out correctly so that Google is finding you and getting those dream clients, more of those dream clients inside your door. There is nothing better than when people say, oh, you popped up on Google. And then I was considering walking in and I checked in with my neighbor and then my friend at the gym and they both recommended you really highly. That is just the best feeling. All right. So we want to get more of those amazing clients inside your doors quickly. And the way we do that is by showing up on Google first. All right, everybody, I hope this was helpful. Please share it out to your business bestie, especially if they have a brick and mortar business. And if you're local, I would love to see you this Thursday, March 7th, here in Hudson for the Google Business Workshop live and get in the nitty gritty and get this stuff done. All right, guys, have a great week. If you haven't, please leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes. I would love to shout you out on the podcast. They mean the world to me, and I know they take time to do. So all the more reason, if you leave an Apple iTunes review, that just it just warms my heart so much. So thank you in advance if you choose to do that. All right, everybody, have a great week. We will see you here, same time, same place next week. Peace. Bye-bye.
Oh my goodness, you are still here. You are so awesome. So here's what you're going to do. Number one, you're going to click that follow button so that you can get the latest episode of Brick and Mortar Visibility every week. Second, leave an honest rating on Apple iTunes. This is how more people can know about Brick and Mortar Visibility. And number three, come on over to Facebook into the Rebel Women Tribe. The link is in the bio. This is where I hang out and share with you every week the nitty-gritty of running a studio business. I share with you the tips, tools, and strategies that are working right now in my business to help you in yours. It's real, it's raw, it's unfiltered, and it's fun. So come on over. I'd love to meet you.